All right, are y'all ready to get started?
Are you on my team?
Club Focus on Beat.
It's that time of the month again as Brian and I made the trip to County Carlow Rugby and Football Club just outside Carlow Town as part of this month's Club Focus. Founded in 1873, the club's members have been involved in every aspect of the club, from their playing days to eventually volunteering either on the pitch or with the club's committee. In Adam Kavanagh's case, that post-playing involvement led him to become the most recent president of the club.
So I started in the club in the early to mid 80s. I was a 6 year old and my father brought myself and my brothers up here to start playing rugby. And we were very fortunate at the time. We had some really, really good adults looking after us throughout the years. People like Jack Chatton and Frank Gordon were really good to us. And I was very fortunate at the time. I got involved with, I started playing at the same time as a really good bunch of lads. And we grew up together, spent the next, 35 years together in the club in one shape or form or another, from playing as minis, youths, winning finals, losing finals together, been to births, deaths, and marriages and what have you. So we spent a lot of time together since starting here a long time ago now.
With plenty of growth at the club over the years, Adam says there's one thing that remains consistent.
One thing that hasn't changed is the fabulous volunteers that have been here since long before my time and will be here long into the future. There's a fabulous turnover of volunteers, and from parents to other people in the community who get involved.
One of those volunteers who got involved with the club in a coaching capacity is Mary Deegan, who's now gone on to play for the women's team.
I started off, I suppose, coaching with the Bees, which are the all-inclusive team. And then 2 years ago when they were setting up the women's team, Murrin asked would I come up and give it a go. I hadn't played before and I was like, right, didn't think it'd be for me, but have stayed since. So
was it a daunting switch to go off and then start playing yourself?
Yeah, to be fair, it was. Only for Murrin I probably wouldn't have. I was never very sporty and she was like, just come up and try it, so we have a few numbers, and I loved it. I think it's very different, I suppose, to other sports, because no matter, I suppose, you don't have to be the fittest or the fastest or the strongest, there's kind of a place for everyone on the team, so it's different in that aspect, yeah, but it was very daunting at the start.
She says the women's team offers opportunities for those of all experiences.
Yeah, so it varies hugely. There's people who've just joined this season, there's people like me started when they started up the women's team here, and then there's women that have been playing for years and since they were children. So there is a really, really big range.
Tomás Mossy Whitney is J2 captain, and he says the club's camaraderie is what sets rugby apart from other sports.
I suppose the place for everyone in rugby would be the big thing. So, like, we've three teams here, and all three teams socialise together. We all get on, and even anyone new coming up there, I suppose the biggest difference would be that we all train together and we all know each other. As well as the lads on the first team, as the third team know each other as well as anyone.
The club might be based in Carlow, but they've got people from all over the world playing their trade on the pitch.
Why cowboy?
Well, I'm all the time with jeans, boots and cowboy hat, so I come from South Brazil, so yeah, just that.
Is there a big cowboy scene there?
In South Brazil? Yeah, of course, there are all cowboys in there, in South Brazil, yeah.
When did you start playing rugby?
I started last season, in 2025, and I'll return for 2026.
J1 vice captain Johnny Murphy says the club has always been a part of his life and where he can always be himself.
What's unique about Carlow, I suppose every club says this, but for me it's like a family. Some of the guys I've played with here, I've played with since under fives. You know, we've been friends with for now 22, 25 years. So it's a place where I feel really comfortable and I feel like I'm in my own skin up here.
What's the biggest thing that I suppose has changed with you? Because presumably when you started, like, has the club kind of grown as you've grown as well, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. You only have to take a look around at the grounds here and see how the place has changed over the years. It's definitely for the better. We laugh up here. We have some mix of fellas.
As is the case with so many clubs around the country, club president Adam Kavanagh notes the importance of fundraising.
As I said about grants come into the club, and grant money is normally for specific purpose projects, but obviously to run a club, it needs a huge amount of funding just for things like players' insurance, keeping the lights running. Every club in Ireland is involved in fundraising activities to keep these things going, and our current fundraiser is a bathroom renovation raffle. We're giving away a bathroom which to the value of €15,000. The eventual winner will be able to go to Tile and Style in Carlow and pick bathroom wear to a value of €10,000, and then a dedicated bathroom renovation company, DP Renovations, will go to the winner's home and do whatever works are necessary to install their brand new bathroom, as said, to the value of €15,000. Tickets can be gotten online through Carlow Rugby Club social media, and the tickets are €20 each, or three tickets for €50.
Equally as well, we can talk about funding. Now that you're obviously featured on Club Focus, you're in with the chance to win a €2,000 at the end of the year. What would money like that do for a club here?
Well, you know, like all money, when it comes to a sporting club, any money that comes in is hugely valuable, you know. Straight off the top of my head, we need to upgrade our scoreboard facilities. It'd be fabulous for if we could do that for the coming season. We had a problem during the year, during the last season, where there was something with the electric cable underground got corroded or went wrong. So to have the opportunity to develop our scoreboard facilities and have that up and running in pristine conditions for the new season would be just fabulous.